My mom is a controller for the state of Michigan. She looks after all the money and makes sure she knows how every dime is spent and that nobody is cheating or stealing or buying stuff they're not supposed to. I found all this out on Career Day last October. I didn't know before. On Career Day, the other moms and dads were things that kids had heard of, like Mr. Nunzio, who is a baker and who brought us all little chocolate cupcakes with Nunzio's buns written in pink frosting. Or Joella's mom, Mrs. Tinstella, who is a host of a radio program on WPOP. She had her microphone and pretended she was doing her program while she was talking to us, putting in commercials and introducing songs and taking requests. And then she gave us red and purple WPOP bumper stickers. For weeks afterward, all the cool kids' parents had WPOP bumper stickers on their cars. But we didn't, because my mom says bumper stickers fade and peel, and then your car has a big gummy rectangle that attracts dirt. And anyway, it's just a big advertisement for WPOP, and they're going to have to pay us if they want us to advertise for their noisy excuse for a radio station. When Mrs. Trimble introduced my mom, and my mom started talking about being a controller and fiscal responsibility and keeping your ducks in a row, most of the kids looked really bored. Even Mrs. Trimble looked like she was going to need to head to the teacher's lounge, which is where she goes when she has had it and desperately needs a cup of coffee and a Tylenol. But then my mom started walking down each road and asking each kid's name, and she'd say, "Lily, nice to meet you, Lily. Here's a quarter. Buckley, interesting name, Buckley. Here's a nickel." She talked to each kid and gave them money, and then went back up to the podium and kept on talking about how a controller has to know where every penny is and not get distracted by emotion or politics or home life or what's on the radio, which made Joella Tinstella turn around in her seat and stare all mean at me for about 5 minutes. Everyone else was watching Mom, hoping she was going to hand out more money, probably. In any organization, there are distractions, personalities, drama. It is a controller's job to ignore these distractions and focus exclusively on the money, said my mom. Then, with her eyes closed so we wouldn't think she was cheating, my mom said, "Lily, quarter. Buckley, nickel. Colton, quarter. Ashley, dime." She named every single kid in the class and said exactly which coin she gave them. "I got them all right, yes?" asked Mom, and we all said yes and clapped. Mrs. Trimble said, "Thank you very much," and started telling my mom how much we all enjoyed her talk. My mom interrupted her. "Before I go," Mom started, and my stomach started aching and my hands started sweating, and I knew that every kid in my class was about to hate me. "Before I go," she repeated, "I'll need you to pass those coins up to the front of your rows. Every penny counts. That is fiscal responsibility." Mrs. Trimble made us all pass our coins up, and my mom counted them at the end of each row. And when one quarter was missing in row three, she said, "Wheeler, my quarter." Wheeler Diggs pretended that he had already passed it up to the front and then faked like Sally Marvin dropped it on the floor, and he had to crawl around under his desk before he handed it over. Later, after music class, Wheeler Diggs stopped me in the hall and looked all mean at me, and I thought he was going to punch me in the stomach. And I threw up, and I missed my bus, and my mom had to come back to school and take me home.